Live from CAP Radio in Sacramento, this is Insight. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. Construction of the California Capitol Annex building in Sacramento was first funded in 2017, with completion set for 2025. That was before activists mounted legal challenges with concerns for the California Environmental Quality Act, also known as CEQA. The Capitol Annex houses offices for the governor as well as state lawmakers and has needed updates for many years. Initially built in the 1950s, the Annex building isn't up to date with all compliance standards, and it was initially designed for a part-time legislature 70 years ago. But as California grew, so did the government, and more workspaces are needed. Yet, judicial rulings in the name of CEQA have halted its progress. CAP Radio politics reporter Nicole Nixon catches us up on where things stand today. Thanks for joining us, Nicole.
Thanks for having me.
So you have been covering the saga of the Capitol Annex really since 2021. So there has been some progress in the past 2 years, but the renovation quickly ran into some roadblocks. So just give us a timeline of how things unfolded.
Yeah. So like you mentioned, this project was funded a few years ago. They built a temporary office space down the street on O Street. Lawmakers moved into that space in late 2021. So they've been like kind of crossing the street from their offices. There are some hearing rooms in that building, but the main Capitol, there's no work planned on the main Capitol building. It's the annex, which is the office space. And then there are a few other components of this project that have been sort of held up due to this lawsuit that we can get into later.
Yeah. What does it look like today for those who haven't been to the state Capitol in a couple years?
There's fencing up across much of Capitol Park. The annex is completely, you know, shut down. They're like removing a lot of the stuff inside, the walls, the electrical. That building could be demolished at any time. But other components of this project, you know, are held up because of this lawsuit that was filed, I think, in early 2022. A ruling on that lawsuit a few months ago in January said that the state could move forward with demolishing the annex. But the planned design for what it will look like, the court said that did not undergo proper public comment. And then the placement of a visitor center was also, you know, found to be the court said that the legislature didn't get public review on that portion, the design of the annex and a planned visitor center for the west side. So the state will have to go back and revise those plans and then recirculate them for public comment. But we don't know when that will happen. And lawmakers aren't saying much about that.
How significant of a renovation is this? So the annex project began like 70 years ago. How big of a deal is this?
I mean, It's a complete demo as things are right now. This was a huge part of this lawsuit. You know, preservationists had sued, arguing that the state decided to just demolish the annex and that it could be rehabilitated for cheaper. They used some arguments about, you know, state historical places to try to preserve the building. But the court ruled that the building can be demolished. The state can go forward with that. It's just, you know, the plans that are kind of in limbo right now.
So there may be some agreement that an improvement is needed and the building as it stands now is outdated. When it comes to like current safety or compliance standards, what are some of the concerning issues with the building?
Yeah, I mean, most people I've talked to, I think everybody agrees that something needed to happen with this building. It's 70 years old. There was admittedly asbestos in the pipes and lead paint, things that just really were not up to safety code. It was also very difficult to navigate for people in wheelchairs and crutches, just really narrow, cramped hallways, especially on busy days. The floors didn't align. So when you would go in the main Capitol, the buildings are like connected through hallways, so they're separate buildings. But you would walk up the stairs to the second floor of the historic Capitol, and then you would cross over to the annex, and it would be the third floor, and then you couldn't get to the fourth floor from either building. So it was just something needed to be done, and I think everybody agrees about that. But there's been a lot of disagreement about what actually that would look like.
I'm smiling because you're bringing up a lot of stressful memories for me as a new reporter in Sacramento trying to figure out the state capitol in a rush, right?
Yeah.
And you're like, why am I here? Like, it can be really confusing and difficult.
Yeah, and well, a lot of the argument about this project as a whole is like the visitor experience. I mean, you know, as a reporter and people who work in the building every day get used to those things, but a former state lawmaker in charge of this project had argued that it would really improve the visitor experience to make a new visitor center, to make the floors of the two buildings aligned, and to separate kind of the traffic from the day-to-day, the people who are in the building every day for work versus like the tour groups in the visitor center, having a separate entrance, having, you know, separate space to have that educational, like, state government experience, and then enter up through the Capitol in a separate area.
You brought up the legal challenges that are essentially halting this project. What are the main arguments that are being made? I mean, you mentioned preservationists, but there's more than one lawsuit, correct?
There were more than one lawsuit. I think they, you know, I think one didn't go forward, but the one that was ruled on was about, you know, they had all these arguments about trying to preserve the annex, that the state didn't get proper public feedback. You know, the ruling was that it violated CEQA, but it was more about like that the state hadn't gotten proper public input. You know, their plans changed from the time that the plans were first circulated, I think in like 2017, those plans progressed and the public wasn't allowed a chance to weigh in on the design of the building. They had decided that it would be this glass building, which had gone against one of their goals to have like have the material of the new annex be similar to the historic Capitol, to have a flow. But the Capitol's granite. And then this new building was glass, so the court ruled that it needed new public input on that.
Mm. And were there arguments also for the trees that would be impacted as well?
Yeah, that was another I think it was a separate lawsuit. And like I said, the court has ruled that a lot of the a lot of the trees are already uprooted. Some of them are in boxes on the Capitol grounds and have been for about a year. And I know that's been a huge concern for people concerned about the trees, but there are also plans to, you know, move them and try to preserve them. But I think the lawsuit said that those, you know, that's settled.
Yeah. There's just so much that's going on and that has happened in, you know, nearly 2 years. When I had to refresh my memory from your reporting. I'm like, wow, this goes back to 2021 when you began reporting on this. Your story out this morning, though, updating this progress, really focuses on the West Steps. And that is the site where there are many large protests and rallies in Sacramento that have taken place. It's also really the site where big marches come to an end. So what's in store for the west side of the Capitol?
Yeah. So the plan now, and again, the state will have to revise and recirculate these plans for public comment, but we don't know what they are yet because that revised plan has not come out. But the plan as it stands is to excavate the West Steps, a 20-foot pit, and build a visitor center similar to the U.S. Capitol. If you've been there, you know, tourists are directed underground to an underground visitor center. That's where a lot of the tours kick off, and then you go up into the Capitol. So it would be similar here. You know, all the school groups would enter near 10th Street, kind of walk down a sloping ramp into a visitor center beneath the West Steps. A lot of that space would still be accessible to walk on to have events. I want to make that clear. But it would be cut in like a third or half of that space would be devoted to the entrance and ramps sloping downward to that entrance. So there would also be a skylight that would be raised up above the ground a little bit. So that could impact, you know, it would be right in the center of sort of that gathering space.
Yeah, I mean, you and I have been to the West Steps many a times. I mean, has the legislature said anything about these changes and the impact that could have?
Not since the lawsuit. I've asked many, many times for interview requests, statement. The most recent statement I got a few weeks ago was from the new chairs of the Joint Rules Committee. And that's another aspect of this, is there's been some turnover in the legislature saying that they've been advised not to talk about this because of litigation. But that lawsuit ended in January.
Hmm. You did hear from one state lawmaker, Assemblymember Josh Hoover. He's a Republican. He represents the area of Folsom. And he has a bill that would actually protect the West Step. So what is his argument for doing this? What would this bill accomplish?
Yeah, it would basically stop construction on the West Steps. He and others, Hoover's a Republican. The other issue here is that Hoover took over the seat of the lawmaker who had been in charge of this. So Ken Cooley of Rancho Cordova is the state lawmaker who had been really pushing and overseeing this project. He lost re-election. Hoover says that this was an issue in the campaign. So he has a bill that would protect the West Steps, stop the visitor center, have it be built somewhere else. And he has just an argument for this is a historic place for people to gather. So here's him talking about that.
This has become an iconic location for people to come and petition their government. Over the years, we have had small business owners, union organizations, law enforcement, social justice advocates, civil rights leaders, environmentalists, Democrats, and Republicans come to these steps and petition their government on a number of different issues. And that goes away with the current version of the project. And that is really what I am most concerned about. I think we need to preserve these West Steps, not just for our current generation, but for generations to come. And I look forward to being a part of that solution.
Is he alone in this, or is there also an argument for moving forward and building the new visitor center on the West Steps?
He is not alone in this. I think there are other people in Sacramento that are concerned about the project as a whole. If you've been around the Capitol lately, it's a construction zone. There's lanes closed around. It's really affected the ability to park around that area, around Capitol Park. Business owners are really concerned about that and its effects on their business. And people are just concerned about the fact that you know, this project isn't exactly what they were told at the beginning. It was supposed to be completed in 2025. Well, the annex is still standing. The visitor center, we're not even sure if that will happen in that spot. It could, but it's going to definitely take more than 2 years probably to build those two things, as well as a parking garage. And I just want to, you know, note that it's not just the huge protests that take place there. Like, there's press conferences for advocates on these steps. Governors have taken the oath of office here. There's a wine festival there every year. And will these events be able to happen on the west side if that visitor center is built? Probably. But the space that it would take up would really affect the ability for a lot, like thousands of people, to gather there.
Yeah, I mean, that end of the state capitol is so historic and is the site of a lot of historic events that have taken place over the course of decades. You're talking about a very complicated situation that seems to get more complicated as more time goes on. And now we have another challenge, right? So the legislature is projecting a budget shortfall of more than $22 billion. How will this deficit impact this construction if it's even allowed to move forward?
I think some money has been set aside already. But again, we're not sure exactly. The price tag has gone up since the original estimate.
It's more than $1 billion, right?
And I think that's a few years old already. So you think about the supply chain issues and the construction and the length that this will probably go on longer than 2025. So that will increase the cost. And that is also a huge concern for opponents of this project, like Josh Hoover and other opponents. You had asked about an argument for the visitor center. I mentioned Ken Cooley. I actually bumped into him at the Capitol a few days ago, and he was happy to talk to me about that. You know, we went outside and he gave me the argument that he's been giving about the visitor center for a few years, you know, talking about how it would reduce crowding, really enhance the visitor experience, and offer more educational opportunities about, you know, the role of state government and democracy. And again, he insists there will be plenty of space to have rallies on top of the visitor center. He also did mention that the annex project as a whole would really open up the entire Capitol Park, including the east side of the building. And so he mentioned that it's possible that large events might move and be held in that space if all goes according to plan. Yeah.
Finally, Nicole, you reported more than a year ago that people, or about a year ago, that people were moving. Obviously, they're now across the street. This is all kind of in limbo, given that you actually go to the state capitol, you talk to people. I mean, what is the sense that you have from employees and also the business community that's impacted, and there's really an uncertain future as it stands right now? We don't know when it's going to be completed.
Yeah, that's hard to say. I mean, change is hard, and it's called the Swing Space, this new building, is an improvement in a lot of ways. Like, there's windows for a lot of offices that didn't have windows. There's natural light. You may have seen some chatter about the elevators being a huge issue, and I've experienced that firsthand. Also, you know, it's there's not a lot of privacy in these offices, is what I've heard. It's like a very fishbowl, a situation which can be hard when staff is like talking about sensitive issues. I don't know. It's hard to say. It's just hard to know for staff because they don't know when they may be able to transition back. They don't know what the new annex will even look like. So a lot going on here, and this whole saga is definitely not over.
Yeah, not for you either. More reporting for you. Thanks so much, Nicole.
Thank you.
Nicole Nixon is Cap Radio's politics reporter, updating us on the challenges facing the state capitol annex building, which has renovation in limbo following lawsuits. Up next, we'll learn about the evolution of Asian enclaves like Chinatowns and the place they hold for Asian Americans and their sense of belonging. You're listening to Insight on your NPR station, Cap Radio. I'm Vicki Gonzalez.